85, Prophecy on the 11th of June, 1992.
Your knee bows, you better have the right answer. Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth gave specific orders for you, and he told you what to do. And me, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, I cannot see that you're doing what you're supposed to do. I see my prophets, my apostles, being stomped on, being walked on, being kicked out of churches, being tongue-lashed, ridiculed, publicly exposed for speaking my word. The wrath of God is at the heel of your shoes. You might not feel it now, but there is a day coming where that knee has to bow down, and that tongue that you so cleverly used to fatten your belly will be wrapped around your throat. Mark my words. As my name is Jehovah, as my name is Jehovah, as my son, his name Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, my word will not come back void. It never has, and it never will. For the condition of the church of today, that my Christ, my son, established, is in a shambles because of you theologians and you pastors and you priests. Look at yourselves, you self-righteous people that are so lost. With the Bible in one hand and the foot in hell in the other, how many times per week do you go visit the sick? How many times per week do you walk the streets helping my saints? How many times a week do you feed the hungry? How many times a week do you clothe the ones that don't have clothes? How many times do you collect that money per week to clothe yourself, to feed yourself, take care of yourself and your needs? How many times per week do you stick your hand out? And how many times a week do you really reach out? Your time will be accounted for. Remember that. Your little meetings, your little organizations. How many souls have been lost because you were too busy? At your luncheons, your dinners, your social events, how many people in the street have died without being able to have their confessions heard? With tears in my eyes and love in my heart, I look at the bureaucracy of your church. For as the church gets smaller, Satan gets bigger. But it's all coming to an end. You can stick your chest out. You can act self-righteous and proud. You're a man of the cloth. But a true man, a true pastor of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, carries his cross in the streets, in the alleys, where most decent people wouldn't be found. That's where my son sent you, to look for the sheep, the lost, the ones in need. Once you remember what I've been telling you, the next time you give that free speech about how you will be blessed if you give to the church, for every dollar, every cent that you collect, you justify and rationalize and does not go to my sheep, you will have to pay back 70 times 70 times for every penny, every dollar that you misused. Stick that in your offering basket. So is Jehovah, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Holy Spirit. For our bringing to close the life of this little planet, for the ways of man are finished. I say these things with a sad heart. I sound harsh. I sound mean. But you can't sound nice when you're rebuking. But I do love you. Remember that also. This is Jehovah. This is